Tonight I'll be sharing on something I've entitled A Shepherd's Heart. You know, one of God's favorite images for himself and of us is that of the shepherd and the sheep. It's a really beautiful analogy, but you know, probably in our Western society it's lost some of its power because we really don't know that much about sheep. We do know a lot about computers, we know about downloads, we try to know more about broadcasting on this conference call, and some people have specialized in certain niches, and we know a lot about sports figures, but anyway, the point is we know a lot more about other things than we do about sheep. But the more we learn about sheep, they're kind of helpless. And they're not the smartest animal living. They're pretty passive. And when I think we begin to see that in and of themselves, they don't express a lot of wisdom and kind of going on the right path. That's why they need a shepherd. So God, you know, it's according to the Bible, is the great shepherd. And Christ talks about John chapter 10 as the good shepherd. But the point is that they never intended to be the only shepherds. As you know, many times the leaders in the church can be called shepherds and shepherding the flock. But the shepherding and the tending of the sheep was not necessarily designed to stop right there just with the leaders and the pastors and those with ministries in the church. There's a good understanding that God intended for all of us to be shepherds in a way, and certainly for all of us to have a shepherd's heart. You know, when we listen to God's word, read God's word, we're certainly encouraged to care for each other. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 10, it says to be devoted to one another in brotherly love, to honor one another above yourselves. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, each of you should look not only to his own interests, but also the interests of others. And lastly, Galatians chapter 6, verse 12, is carry one another's burdens. So in Ephesians 5, where Paul talks about us being imitators of God, in all likelihood, part of that responsibility and imitation is he's telling us to imitate a shepherd, to look like shepherds, to act like shepherds, to think like shepherds, and to have a shepherd's heart. There's some wonderful records about shepherds in the Bible, but one that is especially meaningful is in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. You're welcome to go there or just listen along. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms, and he carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. You know, it's a very simple picture, and it's a story of a shepherd leading the flock to higher ground. And, you know, as sheep age, maybe they get a little slower, and here's a old mother ewe with her lamb having a trouble keeping up, and it's pretty difficult terrain they're walking on. Rocks are large, thorns tear and pierce the mama's flesh, and the climb is pretty steep. And, you know, she knows that if she falls too far behind, there are going to be predators, animals, wolves, birds that will feast upon her and possibly her little lamb. And she really wants to keep up. She knows she needs to go on, but she just doesn't have the strength and just can't seem to keep up. So, as a result, what does the shepherd do? Does he scold her for being weak? Does he angrily announce his intentions to find some better sheep? No. He stops. He reaches down. He cradles the lamb and puts him inside his tunic. There the lamb is safe. There he knows he is protected. There he can feel the beating of the shepherd's heart. And possibly at this point, the shepherd pats the old mama ewe on the head and gently encourages her with the words, "Come with me. We can make it." And at a slower but steady pace, they together renew their climb to higher ground. You know, in many ways, this is exactly what God does for us. And this is what we're called to do for each other, to nurture one another, to encourage one another, to show compassion for one another and concern for one another, and to let those around us see the beating of our hearts as we draw them closer to ourselves and ultimately to the great shepherd. It was said once that the widest thing in the universe is not space. It is the potential capacity of the human heart. Being made in the image of God, it is capable of almost unlimited extension in all directions. And one of the world's greatest tragedies is that we allow our hearts to shrink until there is no room in them for little besides themselves. So as we walk through this life, we want to be able to imitate God. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Boy, does this sound like a reflection of Jesus? He was the most powerful and wonderful and most loving man that ever lived and walked the face of this earth. And yet, I truly believe the thing that drew people to him was his tremendous love, his tremendous compassion, his tremendous care for the individual. And this is something that we can pass on as we grow in our walk with God. I wanted to read Psalm 23 as translated in the by Jan Najera, who's working currently on a translation of the Psalms from the Aramaic. In Psalm 23, "The Lord will shepherd me, and I will not be lacking in anything. I'll not be needy, I'll not be injured or harmed. He will settle me in meadows of strength, and he will guide me to quiet waters. He converts my soul. He helps me turn from error, and he leads me on paths of truth and faithfulness because of your name. Even if I walk in shadowed valleys, I will not fear death from evil or the evil one, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff encourage me. You have arranged tables or a banquet in front of me opposite my enemies. You anoint and enrich my head with oil, indicating your personal presence. And my cup is satiated, is intoxicated with wine as living or being alive. Your grace and your mercies have followed and pursued me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So tonight, a shepherd's heart. Good thing to remember. We have the shepherd living in us. And as we walk in our lives, we can manifest that great quality, because there are the hearts of a lot of people out there crying out for attention, and certainly for love. So gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the perfection of your word. How we can crawl up into your arms, Father, that we can know that you will carry us if that's what's needed. You will help us along the way. You will hold our hand. You will bind our wounds. You will help us, Father, and we don't want to be like sheep without a shepherd. We want your shepherding. We want to be led on the path to those lush meadows and to those quiet waters, because you truly do know everything that we need, Father. So as we close out this sweet fellowship tonight, we just say a prayer, Father, for all the lost souls that cry out for you tonight, and that if one of those souls crosses our path in the minutes and hours and seconds and days to come, may we have the strength and the energy to do what Paul talked about in your word in Ephesians, to be imitators of you, Father, and to never forget the love and the care that you have for each and every one of us. In the powerful name of your Son, our Lord and Savior and Master, Jesus Christ, amen.